I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. There's a terrific horror flick opening this week. It's called Get Out, and it starts with a promising idea. A black man's fear as he walks at night down a street in an affluent white suburb. Then it delivers on that promise with explosive brilliance. Jordan Peele's debut feature scrupulously honors the genre's conventions. It's creepy, funny, and scary. Really scary. What makes it so special, in spite of some obvious flaws, is its prime location at the intersection of horror and race. No preachments are preached, no parables are dwelled on. The film never strays from the path of entertainment, yet the horrors of racism lurk in every gleefully lurid frame. The setup recalls Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. This time the young couple are Chris and Rose. They're played by Daniel Kaluuya and Allison Williams. He's black, she's white, and they're in love. But he's apprehensive since he'll be meeting her parents for the first time during a weekend at their country estate. They're greeted warmly on their arrival, but the atmosphere soon cools as Rose's parents and their friends take turns dropping racial innuendos. Then it chills to the point of freezing as Chris begins to notice that everything is off. You know, off in a horror flick way. So eerily off that you'd welcome a bit of overt bigotry to relieve the tension. People may not be who they appear to be. A housekeeper, Georgina, may be possessed. She's played quite wonderfully by Betty Gabriel. Even Rose's bright-faced therapist mother, Missy, that's Catherine Keener, seems menacing when she tries to help Chris stop smoking by hypnotizing him. By now you may have guessed that nothing good happens to Chris over the weekend, and not only because Katharine Hepburn isn't there to support his cause. The closest I'll come to spoiling the grisly fun of your discoveries is to say that Jordan Peele has obviously seen and learned from such deathless shockers as Invasion of the Body Snatchers, Rosemary's Baby, and Village of the Damned. Oh, and 12 Years a Slave, which wasn't technically a horror flick, as well as Avatar, which wasn't a horror flick at all, but is still relevant to what plays out here. I should also say that the filmmaker has weakened his film with a succession of logical and narrative lapses, plus impossible intuitions on the part of Chris's friend Rod. He's a TSA agent played by Lil Rel Howery, who is hilarious, even though his volcanic character seems to have dropped in from an adjacent soundstage. Yet those lapses don't really detract from the exuberant power of a genre prodigy that turns a singular trick. Get Out tells blacks to trust whites at their peril. Missy isn't there to vanquish nicotine. Still, audiences of all colorations will be rooting for Chris to rise up and take revenge on his weird white oppressors. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KRW next week with more reviews.